I always figured that as a rabbi, I had a robot-proof job. That given the nature of the profession, leading services, teaching classes, and officiating at life cycle events, that no robot could be programmed to handle this array of complex activities. So I slept soundly, believing that no robot could ever replace me. But after reading an article in the Telegraph, I'm not so sure anymore. It was reported by Matthew Field that a Japanese company has found a new role for its robot Pepper, which previously had served as a family robot, as well as in nursing homes, and as a bank assistant. Now Pepper is branching out into a totally new field, as a Buddhist priest. Apparently, Pepper has been trained to read scriptures, chant prayers, and tap drums as part of the Buddhist funeral ceremony. Pepper is being marketed in Japan as an alternative to human priests who either might not be available or may cost more than the family is willing to pay. The robot priest costing about one-fifth of a traditional priest. Pepper was rolled out, yeah, pun intended, at the Life-Ending Expo held in Japan. With Japan's aging population and Buddhist priests working outside their temples in order to supplement their salaries, the need for an alternative exists. However, it should be noted that to date, Pepper the robot has yet to be hired to conduct a funeral. While I'm sure a robot can be programmed to perform rituals, I can't imagine that it provides the same sort of connection and warmth that a human officiant can provide. Though, given that artificial intelligence continues to improve rapidly, I'm not making any predictions. For the time being, though, I think I'm safe, that I still have a job and won't be replaced too soon by a robot. For here at Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, fixed rituals are a small piece of our life cycle events. Each service I officiate at is shaped by the family and participants. It's not one size fits all, because people are unique. Though if I had a chance, I'd be fascinated to see Pepper the robot officiate at a funeral. We'll know things really have changed when robot priests are officiating at funerals for other robots, saying, "For components you were made, to components you return once more." I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.